My testimony is titled Trapped by Evolution. I'm a Métis from the Canadian North. My wife, Joan, and I have 6 children, 5 sons and 1 daughter. So is that new to anybody? Might be new to some. I began life in a small hunting and farming village 700 kilometers north of Edmonton. My father was a hunter and a trapper, and there were 11 children in my family, all told. However, in those days, there were only 8 of us. 4 older sisters and 4 boys. Mom and Dad had lost their first child, a girl, at the age of 6 months. We lived in a house about the size of a 2-car garage. So 10 people squished in there. My fondest memories are those of us sitting around the wood stove at night as Mother read us stories from the Bible by the light of a coal oil lamp. You guys remember having coal oil lamp and the smell? That smell is still... Mom had gone to residential school for 10 years, so she could read and write pretty good in those days. And we had no electricity, no running water, and no insulations in the walls. In the winter, the temperatures could reach minus 60 below. I remember they closed the school because it was minus 60 and they couldn't get the bus to start. So, anyway, at night, Mom would read us these stories, and our house was always full. Well, it was full just with the 10 of us, but, I mean, it was full with lots of teenage boys. I always thought they came to listen to Mom, but I realize now I had 4 older sisters. So, she might not have been the best storyteller in the village, but anyway. All the water in the house at minus 60 was frozen solid in the morning. The environment in those times in that village was sufficiently harsh to keep everyone in the village dependent on one another. And as a family, we were very close. And those are the, like, I'm sure there were a lot of things I didn't see as a child, but remembering that closeness and that dependence, interdependence of the families and our family, it really was the happiest memories I have of a group of people being so close together. Anyway, we were very close and we were very religious. From an early age, we studied from and about the Bible. Being native animists and devout Catholics simultaneously allowed us to exchange the miracles of God for the magic of animism. With Indian medicine, people could be healed, cursed, or even killed. When someone died in your family, it was common to seek out the medicine man to determine if that person died naturally or they were killed by a curse. After a determination was made, usually in the affirmative to a curse, you were given a choice of walking away or returning the curse to the family who sent it. We lived in constant fear, but all was not lost. If you had a strong medicine man, and we did, I think everybody had a strong medicine man, he provided you with a protection pouch. This was a small leather bag sealed on all sides with stuff inside. This stuff had power to ward off any evil that anyone sent to befall you. My family gave me one when I was a teen, and without even thinking about it, I carried it till I was about 2 years into being a Christian, when one day I came across it and realized that I wasn't depending on that anymore. I guess the closest picture of this power of this protection pouch would be similar to those who hang the rosary on their rearview mirror of the car, keeping it between them and any accident that might befall them. As I attended school as a young man, what I had learned from our time in the Bible and what I was taught in school forced me to try to mix God and evolution into the same picture. In grade 4, I was taught that dinosaurs and the earth were millions of years old. I was captured and fascinated with these huge animals, and the study of dinosaurs became a lifelong hobby. I found out everything I could about them. As the son of a trapper, I saw a lot of blood and death and understood firsthand survival of the fittest. So it was easy to see that this was the way it had always been. Then there was God and the Bible, which did not agree with what I was taught. As a Catholic, I put the priests and the nuns on a level high above us, and God way above them. Try as I might, the pieces just could not fit together. How could I trust a God who told us how and when he created all that was around us, while the school system taught something completely different? I was caught with my arms spread as far as I could get them, with evolutionary science in one hand, teaching that the earth and the dinosaurs were millions of years old, and the Bible with God in the other. I could not reconcile into that time frame. No one had the answers. So I had to choose one or the other. Both stories could not fit together, therefore both could not possibly be true. I could not have blind faith. I would always doubt the reality of God. The gap was too large. Under those circumstances, the best I could do was hope that God was real. But my knowledge, my head, stayed true to what I was taught. Despite that conscious, reluctant acceptance of evolution, I yearned for God to be true. Then in 1992, God took me to a talk about dinosaurs. There in 90 minutes, the contrast between evolutionary science and the Bible using God's word was explained. It eased away evolution in the millions of years and wove the universe and the earth and the dinosaurs into a biblical time frame that made remarkable sense. God's word was true after all. God was real for me and allowed me to place my hopeless hope onto the road of saving faith. That night when I walked into the door, Joan could not believe the change that had taken place in me. Without me saying a word, she just looked at me and asked, "What happened to you?" I was flying 10 feet high because God was real. Our lives have never been the same since. However, that isn't the end of the story. I still needed the gospel straightened out. And for that task, God brought Paul and Kathleen Humphreys, a couple from Two Tribes Missions, into our life. And through their patient, careful, chronological teaching, I was taught the holiness of God and the reality of the separation caused by sin, which led to the Old Testament blood atonement provided by God's grace, and atonement covering for sin through the blood of a substitute sacrificed lamb. And then finally, the final sacrifice, God's perfect lamb, Jesus Christ, and the complete removal of sin, which returned fallen man into right relationship with God. Because time, evolution, and dinosaurs were such a stumbling block for me, and because of the freedom I knew from understanding the truth, I had to know more. I had to tell others. Amos 3 and 8 became my life verse. It says, "The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord hath spoken, who can but prophesy?" To paraphrase that, it says, "Now that I know what I know, how can I not tell others?" If evolution had me in bondage, it must have trapped others as well. There must have been more people out there. There must be more people out there trapped by the same stories and ideas that held me captive. Therefore, I searched for resources, books, videos, audio tapes. I studied and learned, and now I tell others. I was right. There were and are many people out there doubting God because of evolution. The lie in one hand and the truth in the other. But with